Twitter says a white nationalist group posing as Antifa was responsible for calls for violence and other misinformation and misleading claims spread on the platform related to Black Lives Matter protests. The social media platform has experienced this type of manipulation in the past. And to discuss this more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Nina Jankowicz, a disinformation fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Do we know what Twitter looks for when it comes to clues that an account may be fake?
Well, in this instance, Susan, they were looking at the behavior that the account exhibited. Until very recently, with this recent, fact check of the president, Twitter has been loath to judge whether something is true or false. So in this case, these accounts were exhibiting very spammy behavior, sending out a lot of, tweets over a short period of time and in a coordinated fashion with other accounts that were doing the exact same thing. So that's a good tip off. But they can also look for things like accounts logging in and logging out from one IP address over a short period of time. All of these behavior indicators are ways that they can take down accounts that are pushing disinformation because they are not complying with those terms of service.
Nina, do we have any idea how often this may be happening?
Well, that's something only the social media platforms know, unfortunately. They are understandably keeping a close hold on that data, but there are wide-ranging estimates, especially for Twitter, which is a more open platform than for Facebook, anywhere from 20 to sometimes even up to 50% of the accounts, researchers say, might be automated or fake. On Twitter, you don't need to have an authentic personality. It doesn't have to have a one account, one person rule. But on Facebook, that is the rule. And Facebook says that they're taking down a million fake accounts per day. But again, we'll never know the real number until there is more transparency on behalf of the platform.
In this latest incident where this white nationalist group was trying to pose as Antifa, were there specific goals or was it just to sow chaos?
Well, I think one of the specific goals is to brand Antifa as a violent extremist organization, which we've seen, certain politicians, including the president, respond very strongly to over the past couple of days. And I think there is kind of this desire not only to sow chaos, but to make sure that protesters who associate themselves with the anti-fascist movement are looked at in that very violent way by law enforcement and by government.
Nina, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Nina Jankowicz, a disinformation fellow at the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars.